Listener Production.
Hello, it's Damien Carbon with today's explainer. It's an awesome day for golf. That's how great Phil Mickelson described the end of the golf wars around the world overnight. It has been a bitter and ugly dispute in the sport over the last few years after a Saudi-backed breakaway competition called LIV started to poach key players from the regular tours that have been in place for decades. That included Australian star Cameron Smith. The deal overnight, described by the DV World Tour as a new collectively owned for-profit entity, secures the game around the world into the future. Here's PGA Commissioner Jay Monahan just after confirmation came through.
But what we're talking about today is coming together to unify the game of golf and to do so under one umbrella. We've recognized that together we can have a far greater impact on this game than we can working apart.
So the name of the new merged entity and the precise structure of the tours is yet to be announced by the PGA Tour, but they said the parties had agreed to establish a fair and objective process for any players who desire to reapply for membership with the PGA Tour or the DP World Tour following the completion of the 2023 season. So now all eyes are on what this means for some of the greats of the game, like Greg Norman from LIV, or Tiger Woods, who allegedly turned down $700 million to join the controversial competition. But for now, the golfing world has teed off in a different direction. That's The Explainer. For more Perth news on demand, go to the Listener app.